Wednesday, 22nd of April.
Would that be tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
Earth Day. Celebrate Earth Day, Craig. Celebrate Me Day. How about Earth Day and Me Day all wrapped up in one? Well, that's kind of an event that's going on tomorrow in Oberlin, and we have Janet Haar, who is the Executive Director of the Oberlin Business Partnership, joining us. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning.
So this is Earth Day, Me Day. Kind of explain that title and how these two things come together.
Well, we all know that Earth Day emphasizes the personal responsibility we all have to share and to take care of the Earth. We want Earth Day to be joined with Me Day, which is the personal responsibility we have as stewards of our own bodies. So to take care of our bodies, too, so that we can enjoy this Earth.
So there's some health screenings, activities going on, as well as kind of an ecological impact part of it.
Yes.
Where's this taking place tomorrow?
This is at the Mercy Allen Medical Arts Building at 224 West Lorraine Street in Oberlin.
And talk to us about it starts at what time?
It starts at 7 a.m. It runs two times tomorrow, from 7 to 11, and then from 3 to 6. And there's a fasting screening, a chemistry profile, and blood glucose and cholesterol and triglycerides. This is all free, being supported by Mercy Allen Hospital. There are half-hour classes all day long on all kinds of things, breast cancer awareness, nutrition, medical management, gardening, fire safety. For the kids, the fire truck will be there. The Oberlin fire truck will be there in the afternoon and also in the morning. And people get to tour the fire truck, talk to Sparky, the fire dog. Also, an ambulance will be there for kids to enjoy, and they get tours of the ambulance and the fire truck. In addition to all the neat things they'll be learning, the kids get to plant some seeds and take them home. Should be a really fun day for all ages.
Sounds like there's a lot of activities going on. How does the Oberlin Business Partnership kind of get involved in something or think this is a good project to kind of put on for the community?
It's interesting. I get asked that question a lot. It's like, you're the business partnership. Why are you involved? Well, of course, we'd like the Earth to stay around so that we can continue to do business. But more importantly, the health of our community is very important to being able to have future business in our community and to be able to just have a healthy community. A healthier community makes healthier employees, makes healthier businesses, and we all win.
And it's a way to bring people, obviously, down to or into the Oberlin community. The school, the college, obviously, is a drawing point, but obviously a lot of businesses going to benefit from that as well.
Yes.
What other things are you planning? Not to move away from Earth Day, but obviously spring is here. A lot of times people think coming out to Tappan Square or that area. What things else are on your horizon?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Chalk Walk, our annual Chalk Walk, is June 20th this year, all day Saturday. People can come out, get free chalk, grab a piece of sidewalk, and make art. It's a beautiful day. We also have contracted all of our concerts for the summer starting on June 26th, every Friday night except July 3rd. So you'll have to check that out, too. We have crowds of from 300 to 1,000 every Friday night in Tappan Square. Bring a chair, bring a blanket. It's a great time.
Now, I'm looking at something that's coming up right at the beginning of May. You have a wacky parade?
We do. a zany parade. The big parade is May 2nd. Starts about 11 o'clock on Saturday. Anything goes. It's very eclectic, very Oberlin, and people come on downtown and enjoy it, wear a funny hat. You can join the parade or you can just watch and laugh and have a great time.
Usually there's some day, you know, that there's a parade because of that, but you just do a parade because it's May, right? I guess.
That's right. We just do a parade because it's May.
Yeah. A lot of changes going on in Oberlin there. How's that construction taking place in the Oberlin Inn area? People who drive by that area see a lot of cranes and businesses impacted by that too?
Right. It's actually right across the street from our office, so we get a bird's eye view every day. It's amazing to see what they're doing, and they still say that it should be open the end of 2015, so we're looking for that, and that'll be such a great thing for our town.
Yeah. It's they just obviously have to depend on the weather. I know that they were even working in the earlier part of late winter, early spring. There was a point where there was just a hole in the ground, and then these girders started to come above. So a lot more activity taking place probably out your window these days, too.
It is pretty amazing to watch, actually.
Again, that big Earth Day, Me Day, is tomorrow. Starts, I guess, there's, you say, two sessions from 7 to 11 and again from 3 to 6. And one more time, where is it taking place? And how, do people just show up or is there registration involved?
There is no registration. Please just show up. It's Mercy Allen Medical Arts Building, 224 West Lorraine Street.
Janet Haar, Executive Director of Oberlin Business Partnership. You had one more thing you wanted to add?
I was just going to say, it's for those of you who don't understand the address, it's right next door to Mercy Allen Hospital, okay. And that's hard to miss.
Not hard to miss at all. Janet, thanks for the time and getting hopefully a lot of people out there tomorrow to enjoy Earth Day as well as, you know, getting themselves back into shape or at least finding
Great.
It there. Thanks very much for your time this morning. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome. Thank you.